Chapter 8 Sea Monsters. The next morning, we walked through the trees. It was a mysterious place. Everything was grey. There weren't any colours. The trees were very tall and grey. Between the trees, there were grey mushrooms that were 10 meters tall. It was an amazing place. After our walk, Hans had an idea. We made a raft from the branches of trees. Then we put the raft in the sea, and the raft started to move. The sea was calm, and it was fun on the raft. Soon, we were all very hungry. My uncle made fish hooks. We put the hooks at the end of long pieces of rope, and we held the ropes in the water. In a few minutes, Hans caught a fish.
Look, this fish is very strange. It's got a round, flat head, and it hasn't got any eyes.
This fish is extinct on Earth. I once saw fossils of this fish in rocks.
We caught more fish. We cooked them and ate them. They were delicious. For 2 weeks, we had a very good journey on the raft. The sea was calm. Then, one day, there were big waves. There isn't any wind. Where are the waves coming from? I asked.
Look over there,
said Hans. We looked and saw enormous creatures in the sea, about 200 meters from our raft. Are they sea monsters? I asked quietly. I was very scared. My uncle was very excited.
They're not monsters. I recognize them from pictures in books,
he said.
It's an ichthyosaur and a plesiosaur, and they're fighting.
That's impossible. Those creatures lived at the time of the dinosaurs. They're extinct.
They're extinct on Earth, Axel, but they're alive here in the center of the Earth.
The two enormous creatures continued fighting for more than 2 hours. They made big waves, and it was difficult to stay on the raft. My uncle didn't pay any attention. He was only interested in the creatures. Finally, the plesiosaur's long, thin neck came out of the water again. Then the plesiosaur fell into the water, dead. The ichthyosaur, with its long mouth and many teeth, moved away slowly, and the sea was calm again.